This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has announced new aid for Ukraine. Details from VOA's Marista Melton.
The United States on Friday announced an additional $400 million in military aid to Ukraine, including refurbishing T-72 tanks and missiles for Hawk air defense systems for Kyiv. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh told reporters Friday that the U.S. is establishing a new command post, the Security Assistance Group Ukraine, to oversee all weapons transfers and military training.
A dedicated headquarters element in Wiesbaden, Germany, and under U.S.-European command to coordinate our efforts. This headquarters will be similarly scaled and scoped to our current footprint, but it will ensure we are postured to continue supporting Ukraine over the long term.
Singh told reporters that the U.S. would pay for 45 T-72 tanks from the Czech Republic to be refurbished and fund refurbishing some missiles for the Hawk air defense systems as well. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
A resident of the Russian-occupied capital of Ukraine's Kherson region says soldiers are now forcing civilians from their apartments and then moving into the apartments themselves. The count of soldiers spreading throughout the city Friday suggested that Russia could be preparing for intense urban warfare as a southern city becomes a growing force of war. Russia-installed authorities in Kherson have urged civilians to leave the city in anticipation of Ukraine's advances, and says that Russian forces might soon withdraw. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky suggested the Russians were feigning a pullout. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday that the group of seven countries is clear-eyed about the need in the slight of their approach on the China's at a news conference. The ministers discussed the relationship with China.
The G7 stands together in defense of the rules-based international order so that all nations can choose their path, free from intimidation, coercion, or unfair trade practices.
The U.S. Secretary of State went on to say that the group of seven countries is forcing more of its security support on helping Ukraine protest against Russia's attacks on its sovereign grid. The German foreign minister, Lena Baerbock, also weighed in on the relations with China, declaring the nation was a partner, competitor, and increasingly systematic rival in many areas. An aide to former U.S. President Donald Trump has now appeared before a federal grand jury looking at the FBI's discovery of top-secret documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on that story.
Kash Patel is a former Justice Department prosecutor and a close Trump ally who held multiple roles in his administration. He's blasted the Justice Department's Mar-a-Lago investigation and claims to have been present when Trump declassified material, even though no changes had been made to classification markings on the documents the FBI seized. Patel had invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination during an earlier appearance before the grand jury, and in a statement he maintains his testimony Thursday was compelled over his objection to a grant of limited immunity. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Each year there are now high hopes for the two-week United Nations climate gathering, and almost inevitably disappointment when it does not deliver another landmark pact like the one agreed to in 2015 in Paris. But those were different days and different times, and there is hope that the leaders who join will actually edge something out while also talking about other world issues. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.